Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I basically was the guy that walks in and knocks over the DJ table, and everybody's bummed because now the music isn't playing because I asked for Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling.
So you ruined your own party.
I did. Like it was everybody was dancing, having a grand old time, and I decided I was going to be bold, make a bold move. I feel like everyone's going to want to listen to Don Richie dancing on the ceiling.
Because
I have no idea.
As far as
it was
48...
on a boat. There is no... Wait, Ryan, there was no ceiling.
Oh, of course. How can you... what kind of party would it be if you're on a boat that had no ceiling? See, in Fourier's mind, 1986 never ended. He's not going to get with the times now. You get with Fourier's times.
I really want it Say You, Say Me. I feel like that was a sneaky good or like, you know...
Is that Lionel Richie deep cut?
I don't know. Listen, I'm having a lot of back issues. Okay, so I'm on a lot of like muscle relaxers.
You're officially old, yes.
And I remember when the doctor gave me like these all these pills because like I got to have like a minor surgery on my back. They're like, listen, I was like, hey, can I drink with these? They're like, no,
no.
I was like, well,
not.
Can I drink a little?
What do you mean by no?
She said, be smart about it.
That seems vague.
Like, do you know who you're talking to?
I was like, no, she didn't. That's the first time I ever met her.
Beer, tequila, yeah. Like, what's
so,
smart?
So last night was great. I know. I'm sorry that you weren't able to go. It was on the...
You're not that sorry.
Route. I was bummed out. You wouldn't have come anyways, but I wish I gave you a formal invitation earlier. I tried to send an email. You didn't get it. Your name wasn't on there. That's not my fault.
What was this party for?
Well, okay. Thank you, Ryan, for putting me back on track.
You're welcome.
Boston Man Magazine, right? It was really cool. Like, I'm humble brag, but I was really proud of the way they wrote this article. It was about, like, the 25-hour radiothon that you're a part of, late-night version. My son, how he, you know, got this disease, where he was at in his life, and how he's dealing with it now. So it was a big, you know, because we're doing the radiothon again, November 16th and 17th. So Matt, the owner of the magazine, decided this was a good way to get the word out.
They came also, into studio. They took a bunch of pictures of you.
That was a big crew.
No, it was a very
big deal.
You used a personal makeup person.
I was going to say, a lot of makeup and Photoshop. I saw the cover. It's a cool cover.
It is cool, right?
Very cool.
A little WEEI mic sock with a little, like, you know, football on the other hand.
The eye black and
the whole thing. Yeah, they did an excellent
job.
He's
an athlete. He's a sports talk guy.
Yep. So last night, there was this big, magazine official launch party. Okay, so everybody was invited, whether you went or not. Everybody was technically invited. Okay, I thought everybody was invited.
Some got the email, some didn't.
Okay, whatever. So the morning show, well represented. Courtney Cox was there with her husband, Santo. Wiggy was there. Greg was there.
Danielle was there.
No, Curtis. Chime?
Baby.
You didn't invite Chime.
I did invite Chime. He was part of it. He may
Zip,
say, think differently.
Zada, Nilch.
Okay, afternoon Zada? Show, no Lou.
Hold on. Zip, Zada,
and Nilch.
Nilch?
She missed two of the three.
Wow.
Awesome girl. I got to protect her.
She said some of them were disguised as fire extinguishers.
She's turned into my favorite person on radio.
Oh, she's the best.
She is the best. Okay. Foxhole gal.
So Mega was there.
Okay.
Tyler was there.
No, Lou, you said?
Lou is in Vermont.
Okay.
He's doing this weird kumbaya, like, man retreat where they all go up into the woods.
Free-hugging
ayahuasca.
Thing.
They drink ayahuasca. And they feel what it's like to have 100 hands on them. That's what Lou's doing right now. He's up in the hills in Vermont.
Why?
I don't know. It's like about how to become a real man. Something to that effect.
Who made him?
I don't know. So, the big part of the story is the fact that Tyler said he wasn't going. And I shamed him. Mego and I both shamed him. And he showed up. Okay? And he showed up. Pimped out, like suit, like he looked good, like he really cleaned up nice, and so he shows up in a suit a little bit late. Okay, so next thing I know, he's getting all these admirers. All these people are thinking, like, you know, he's big timer, like he's like,
is that Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah,
oh my
god, looking like Leonardo DiCaprio. And next thing you know, we're like, okay, we're all gonna go eat. Okay, the party's over, 10 o'clock. They're shutting down the boat. you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here type of thing. So I run in to get a bunch of cake because
I saw the photo.
Okay, I only got a bunch of cake. And next thing I know, Tyler's gone. He is gone. I didn't know what happened to him. I sent a group text out, and I didn't hear from Tyler till this morning. So I had no idea what happened to him. So we have on the phone Ryan. Ryan was
not our producer, Ryan.
Not our producer, Ryan, because Ryan got an invite, chose not to show up.
I was not peer pressured.
That is, he's never going to give in to peer pressure ever. But, it was two girls.
It was a twofer.
So explain to me what happened last night, because I saw you guys, everybody was hanging out, the party was over, I came back and you guys were gone. Like, how did you convince Tyler, who is like, never wants to go out, never wants to do anything, how did you convince him to not let the party start? Because he told me he didn't go to bed till 4 a.m.
I'll be honest, it did not take much. We met him by the bathroom, right? Yeah. And we found out we had a connection of you. And we were telling him about our after yacht party plans. And he decided to tag along. I mean, we put him in the back of my dad's car. He drove us back to our apartment.
Wait, you're driving? You live alone. What are you doing with your dad driving you around to party? So Tyler hopped in your dad's SUV, and then what did your dad do with you guys? Like, what type of father does that?
They threw me in the trunk.
Yeah, Tyler's in the trunk. He dropped all three of us off at Colleen and I's apartment.
Okay, so you get to the apartment, is Tyler like, is he making moves? Like, what is he doing?
We were just having a great time. We were drinking. We were just, me and Colleen were changing outfits. We were going out to the bars in Southie.
Whoa, wait, so he did.
That's all true.
That's a costume change.
I couldn't change. I was the most overdressed person out there, but they changed into more comfortable stuff after the yacht party, and we went to South Boston.
Okay, did you see Greg Hill out there?
I did not, which was shocking because that's like basically where he resides.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no sign of Greg.
So does cue me in on this? Like, cue me in on this. Does he have any game whatsoever? Like,
me or Greg Hill?
I'm asking Ryan.
You be quiet.
Okay.
Does Tyler have any game whatsoever? Like this, if
Tyler, he had game. I'll give it to him. The suit was working for him. It was a real conversation starter for everyone at the bar. I heard you guys say earlier, people were like, you get the job. People are making comments. He is gay.
So I feel like I'm in one of those, like the host of one of those dating games, and I guess I should ask,
will there be another?
Will there be another date?
Tyler is always welcome to hang out with us. Always.
With us. See, I got both of them.
I heard
both
there's plans.
I like where this is going.
I heard there's plans tonight. This weekend. Ryan said that there's plans this weekend.
I'm free. Let's go.
Okay.
Ryan, where are we going?
Hey, we're at the bar right now. You gotta meet us here now.
Are you in the Fenway area?
No, we're still in Southie, but Fenway, we can make Fenway happen.
Okay. Well, I have a couple friends who are in the Fenway area, so you bring your friends, I'll bring my friends, and we'll have a little party.
I think this is perfect.
Sounds good.
Made a connection.
There you go. All right. Well, there we go. Ryan, thank you for explaining what happened. I'm just glad you guys took care of him and he came back in one piece and he made it to work. I appreciate it. I hope to get a full report with pictures after tonight's, second date
rendezvous.
Yeah, let's hear about it. Thanks, Ryan.
Of course.
All right, well, that's Ryan.
You made a connection.
Listen, I think there's something there, Tyler.
Some sparks.
I think there are. I mean, do you feel them?
With Ryan or with her friend?
I mean, which one do you? I feel like you like.
No, her friend's dating was dating a total loser, which is a whole nother story here. But yeah,
Colleen was dating a total loser.
She should totally forget about this friend she was crying over last night. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So
the guy's
was
a loser.
She was a girl that went to the party crying about her boyfriend.
No,
that she was.
Once
dating?
We get back from the bar after a few drinks, it's probably 2 a.m.
Oh, she was crying. Oh,
the emotions,
he love
yeah,
me
the
anymore.
Emotions come out, and
you were there to console.
Absolutely,
that's the perfect opportunity.
I was there, swooping right in for the kill.
You're so understanding. Yeah,
I'm so sensitive, kind heart.
Once you get out of her dad's backseat,
yes, yeah.
Was that awkward?
It was my first experience ever meeting her or her parents. So yeah,
hi, Dad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.